Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 326 for Friday, March 27th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished weaker on Friday, pushed down due to spillover pressure from the U.S. soy complex. Canola was down $6 to $6.50, with the most active May contract down $6 at $447.90 per ton. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were slightly lower, which added to the bearish tone. Values also dropped well below the psychologically important $450 per ton level. The Canadian dollar was weaker against its American counterpart, which gave canola some support, as the lower dollar makes canola more attractive to international buyers. Commercial demand remains solid, and there are continued concerns about a lack of soil moisture in Western Canada. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were lower, corn and wheat were higher. Soybeans were down 5 to 6 cents, with the May contract checking in at $9.68 per bushel. Favorable weather forecasts for crops in South America pressured prices. Argentina is expected to receive warm, dry weather, which should help dry out some of the muddy fields. There are ideas that farmers in North America will plant more soybeans this year, which was bearish for prices. Investors also squared positions ahead of the USDA planting intentions report, which is due out on Tuesday. Corn was up half a cent, with the most active May contract checking in at $3.91 per bushel. Values receive support from speculation U.S. farmers will shift some of their corn acres to soybeans instead of corn. South Korea also came through with a purchase of 60,000 tons of U.S. corn for feed. However, cheap supplies of corn from Ukraine and South America continue to weigh on values. Crude oil was down 2.5%, which was bearish for ethanol. Wheat was 6 to 8 cents higher, with the May contract in Chicago up 8 at $5.07 per bushel. Today's gains came about after three straight sessions of losses. Large funds went bargain hunting in the lead up to the release of the USDA Planting Intentions Report, which is due out on Tuesday. There are also concerns about dryness in states like Kansas and Nebraska, as previous forecasts calling for rain seem to have faded. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, March 27th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.